Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Small business owner, you're special among Americans. You are a latter-day pioneer of our society and truly one of America's heroes. Welcome back, heroes. It's 13 after the hour. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And if I haven't already said it today, I want to say it now. I appreciate your business. And you know that I mean that. 888-822-8255 is our phone number. Our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our guest is our very good friend, Steve Martin. Steve is a member of the Small Business Advocate Brain Trust. But more importantly, he's the president and the founder of Business Solutions, a national training and consulting firm based in Williamsville, New York, which is hard by to Buffalo. And Steve is an author, a professional speaker, patented inventor, and problem-solving expert with over 27 years of professional management and consulting service. He helps individuals and organizations polish and achieve their goals. Fortune 500 companies, as well as individual proprietorships, call upon Steve and his Business Solutions organization to get results even in the most demanding situations. And folks, you and I know that. If you've been listening to my show for very long, you know Steve, and you know what a tremendous business resource he is. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you with us. And I once again, on behalf of my audience, I want to thank you for the time that you give us and the insights, the great information that you provide us. And folks, if you haven't yet signed up for his newsletter, you need to do that. I get a lot of newsletters in, Steve, and I got to put yours, it's got to be the top in the top three of all the newsletters that I get.
Well, that's a real compliment. Thank you very much.
Well, I want you to tell us about it and tell people how they can get it. It's called Business Solutions.
Yes, I have an electronic version of that that's absolutely free and available to everybody from my website. And, of course, they can go to the Small Business Advocate website and find us on your brain trust.
Mm-hmm.
You can also find us at www.positive-way.com/business.
I usually don't start the interview by telling you about someone's newsletter, folks, but this is such an important newsletter. While I was thinking about it, I just wanted to make sure. Steve puts a lot of work into this, and it's really good for your business, and it's the kind of newsletter that you're going to want a three-hole punch and put into a binder and keep so you can go back over and over again and use it. And I just recommend you check that out. We'll give you another opportunity to get that website and that address and everything in just a little bit. Steve, I've been telling people that we were going to talk about, I've been telling the audience we were going to talk about mid-year reviews. And I'm sure someone was saying, wait a minute, it's September, it's not mid-year. And what my rebuttal to those arguments that they were giving me was that, well, if your fiscal year ends on March 31st, it is mid-year.
Well, that's right. And what's more is that people are probably still trying to react and recover from their July, August reviews of their budgets.
Well, that's presuming that they've had one.
Yes, that's exactly right. And what I find in a lot of cases, Jim, is that people suddenly realize that the end of the year is rolling around and it's time to do a review, create a new budget.
Too late.
So a lot of people are a little bit late in the process, and they're probably doing their mid-year review about now.
Well, my thought is mid-year is a relative term.
Absolutely.
Let's cut people a little bit of slack this year. Now, next year we won't, because they've already heard this and they ought to do. They should be doing a better job. But this year we're going to cut them a little bit of slack and say, okay, even though if you've got a January 1 fiscal year, a calendar year in your business, which most of us do, small businesses do, I should say, then, you know, we're going to let you have your mid-year review in September, but we need to go ahead and start it now, don't we?
That's exactly right.
Talk to us about that.
Well, Jim, the reason I picked this topic, in fact, it's one of the articles in my Business Solutions newsletter, is that I find so many people approaching a mid-year review or a quarterly review as a matter of crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely hear about companies or organizations saying, gosh, we're doing so well, we don't have to even sit down and look at the books.
Yeah.
What people do is they pull their head up out of the sands, they take a look at what's going on with the progress to date, the profitability, the sales, and other key elements, and they suddenly realize that things probably aren't going as well as they should be. They start digging for excuses.
Well, you know, and even if business is great, you know, what happens is sales are great, but somebody hasn't been watching the expenses, or somebody hasn't been paying attention to the receivables.
Yes,
and of course we have plenty of people helping us with the payables, don't we?
That's right.
We have all of our vendors help us with our payables. We don't need any help with that.
Yeah, and what happens is you'll find yourself in a cash flow crunch.
And then all of a sudden the boss will walk in and say, "Wait a minute, we're having a record year. How could we possibly be out of cash?"
Exactly, and of course that's one of the prime conditions for running out of cash. Having a great year.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Too much inventory.
You've got to fund that growth. Or somebody says, or all of a sudden, you know, it's September and you're 9 months into your year, and you just got the August financial statements, the year to date, and it shows that in August you lost money, and you say, how could that possibly be? And someone says, well, we've been reacting to all this business in a very sort of a cavalier way, and we haven't been watching our expenses.
Yes,
We have been watching our delivery costs and our long-distance charges and things like that.
Working hard but not really paying attention to the appropriate details.
I like your definition here of how the Chinese define insanity. Tell us about that.
Define insanity, sure. It's doing the same thing over and over again in the same way and expecting a different result. And, that, you know, that's the status quo trench that we all get stuck in once in a while and just keep running down for day after day after day and expect to see a different destination. But if you're doing the same thing, you're going to end up in the same place.
Steve, that's hitting a little too close to home there, son.
Hey, we all have to do that.
That's making me a little uncomfortable.
Well, change is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
For all of us. And that's one of the key elements of human nature that we have to understand, that we don't necessarily like change. In fact, good managers are often rewarded on keeping things the same.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, so
no
we
question
have to be
about
careful.
It. Yeah, because a company has a certain culture, a company has a certain paradigm about how things should be, the management, the person you work for maybe, has a certain idea about how things should be, and for you to offer the kind of new ideas that would get this company out of this rut might be dangerous to your career.
That's correct.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that and some of the components of conducting a mid-year review when we come back after these messages. Steve Martin is our guest. He is the president of Business Solutions. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the cloud of time, I'm thinking of nothing.
We are back. It's 50. No, it's not 54 after. I'm wishing my life away here, Steve. It's 24 after. I had one of the numbers right. 24 after the hour. I gave some folks a start there. I can just see somebody sitting up, dropping their coffee and saying, I'm late. It's 24 after the hour, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255. If you'd like to give us a call, talk to me and our special guest, Steve Martin, the president and founder of Business Solutions. Give us a call, 888-822-8255. We're talking about how to conduct a mid-year review, even though it's not mid-year for some of you. If you haven't had one yet, that's what we're going to call it anyway. And if you have something that you'd like to ask a question or comment, if there's something that you have done that you're particularly proud of and you'd like to share it with us in my audience, give us a call. We'll be glad to talk to you about it. Or if not, just sit back and enjoy the information. Steve, let's talk about some of the components of conducting a mid-year review.
Jim, one of the first things I'd like people to recognize is that a plan is not an end in and of itself. It's really a place where you can stand and observe the world to see what's changed. It's a reference point or a place to touch and see what's different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important. If you look at it as an end to itself, you probably get tied up in looking for excuses and reasons why and all those other things that the numbers don't match exactly.
Now, we're presuming here, folks, that you're into your year, and at the beginning of the year, or sometime since you started this year, you establish some kinds of goals for yourself, right, Steve? And we're presuming that even if you didn't write them down, and Steve, you know, there are people out there who are one-person home-based businesses, and there are people listening who are, you know, have 100 employees or more maybe, and they've got $15, $20 million a year in sales. Could be all across the board. Whether you wrote them down or not, we are presuming that you had some kind of goals and objectives for your company this year.
And we certainly hope you do. And you have hopefully a little bit more than that. I met with a company the other day, sitting with the manager, and I said, well, where are you relative to where you want to be? And he says, well, we're not on plan. And I said, what's your plan? He responded, well, last year we did a little over $1 million, and I want to do that again this year. I asked him how he was going to do that, and he said, well, we're just working hard, but we recognize the industry has changed and competition's really tough, so I'm not sure we're going to make it, but we really would want to do at least $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And the crux of the situation was that he did have a goal, but unfortunately he then had no means of reaching that goal.
Mm-hmm.
His salespeople had no specific objectives or quotas or plans or targets or any of the things that really make it happen.
He was reacting to everything.
He was reacting to everything, taking as it came.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact he had a goal was great, but then he didn't really bring it into something that was useful.
That man must have been awfully frightened. I know people like that, and I can just imagine him going to bed. If that was the truth, and if that's how he's conducting his business, he's got to be basically kind of a frightened business owner.
Such a good point, Jim. I think he's typical of a lot of small business people who are just continually running scared.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't know how they're going to get to the next day.
And it's amazing how just a little bit of planning, a little bit of management, just little incremental steps can start to chip away at this lack of control and to give you a little bit of a place to put your grip on having a little bit of control.
Yes, and the first step in getting that control is just to really understand what your current situation is.
Right.
And if you can do it benchmarking against the plan, standing on that as your reference, that's great. If you're just standing against your nebulous goal, such as I want to make $1 million this year, that's fine as well. But understand where you are and what's really going on. Next thing you have to understand is what you want as an individual, as a team, and as a company. And not just for the moment, but farther down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you recognize those two things, where you are and where you want to be, then you can start to analyze what your major issues and obstacles are.
Now, what are some of the things inside, what are some goals, some things that we would want as individuals, as a team, as a company? What are some of those things that we would identify?
Well, certainly as an individual, you want a good family life.
Mm-hmm.
You want personal satisfaction and growth. Those are quite often the most important things. Happiness quite often comes up.
Mm-hmm. I know you haven't mentioned money and stuff yet.
Money and stuff are just a means to the end.
Yeah, they really are, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Let's talk about that when we come back, and some more of these. We're going to talk some more, folks, about some of the items that you need to be paying attention to, some of the things that you want to be able to identify in this mid-year review for yourself and for your company. It's 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin, the president and founder of Business Solutions, is our special guest and our very good friend. Stay with us, please. We are back. It's 33 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate your business. Steve Martin is our guest. And our good friend, he is a member of our Brain Trust, the president of Business Solutions, which is a national training and consulting firm. Steve, I'd like for you to give us your website and phone number and tell us why someone would want to call you.
Jim, people would want to talk to me just to get a little advice on what's going on and see what opportunities they are. I'd like to help people understand their goals and achieve them. Individuals and organizations.
He's an outstanding problem solver, folks. I recommend that for sure. What's your website?
Website is www.positive-way.com/business. And, of course, they can get there from your Brain Trust site.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah, and a phone number.
Phone number is 1-800-636-8082.
And you have a book that you and your lovely wife have written?
We wrote a book on communication called Talk to Me. and it's being used primarily by couples, but we're also finding organizations are getting some real value out of it.
No question about it. I know that they are because I've seen the book. We've covered the book on the show before, and that book's available from your website and from you, right?
That's correct. Or you can find it on any of the online bookstores.
All right, good
talk
deal.
To me.
That's good, good. You were just about to talk about what we really want as individuals, but Steve, I'd like to go back for just a minute and talk about what our current situation is. Everyone might not know where to find their current situation. They might need a little bit of help, believe it or not, finding their current situation. Now, in your business, your current situation is going to be your most recent financial statement, your year-to-date financial statement. It could be your last year's financial statement. It could be your last year's tax return for your business, right?
That's a good place to start, Jim. Take a look at the hard numbers and see what's going on there. But I like people to just look at their bottom line, what's their profitability, what's their cash flow, what's their revenue. And very importantly, they need to look at what the trends are. Are they heading up or are they heading down?
Yeah.
Or are they flat?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily good news either way. You have to put it into context.
Well, and you may have a lot of things that you're doing really well, and you may even be listening and saying, well, you know, I really don't need this because things are going so well. There's always something that can use tinkering that you can tinker with in your business, isn't there?
Exactly. Now, say things are going very, very well. In fact, they're going so well you're having trouble keeping up with it. Well, I've heard all too many horror stories and experienced them, as a matter of fact, where things were going so well, sales were booming so rapidly that eventually the company, the organization, was unable to keep up with those sales. Quality and time for delivery suffered, and ultimately profitability was lost because customers were disaffected.
Mm-hmm.
So good news is not always good news.
Yeah, you got to be careful about that. All right, now let's move on down to what you really want, and you were talking about as an individual and as a team and as a company.
Yes, you really have to satisfy your individual goals as well to even be a productive part of your family and a productive part of society and your organization. So you should address those goals as an individual and as a team. You quite often find executive teams or operational teams in organizations that are as important as the company itself.
Well, you know, as an individual owner of a business, it would be appropriate for you to say to yourself, okay, what do I want out of my business? What do I want it to accomplish for me? Last year, we had a record year in sales, but it just about worked me to death, and we made a living. Okay? Maybe you want to decide that you want less sales, try to grow your profit margin a little bit, and work a little less hard and still make the same living. You know, I tell people all the time, Steve, it's not what you make, it's what you keep.
Exactly.
That's what's important.
And what's your quality of life.
Exactly.
You know, Jim, I've spent a couple of decades working in the industry, plugging away at those 70, 80-hour work weeks. And now that I'm independent, I'm very selective about which clients I take on and how much work that I put in. I'm focusing more time on my family and being very selective in the work that I do. And
absolutely.
Just love it even more. I have all the work that I can take on, happy to entertain new clients. But basically, I look for people who are willing to listen. And that's one of the things you have to do if you're doing your own mid-year review. You have to be willing to listen to what's going on in the marketplace and in your organization and pay attention.
One of the things that small business owners really need to focus on are their people. And are your people enjoying what they're doing? Is your company fulfilling their goals? Because as tight as the labor market is today, that's a resource you just can't afford to disregard, isn't it?
Extremely important. I talked with a head hunter the other day. He was working on a placement for a $90,000 computer fella.
Mm-hmm.
Kid's 19 years old.
19?
Yep. Straight out of high school, $90,000.
Mercy.
Mercy, mercy. So one of the things that...
Well, that's a world I don't recognize. Being 19 and making $90,000, that's amazing.
You got to be careful.
Yeah, exactly. All right, folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the major issues and obstacles to you accomplishing your goals this year. It's 39 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Steve Martin is our guest. We'll be right back. We are back. It's 44 After. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that's where you can go to find out more about the show and more about our special guest, Steve Martin, because his bio is there in the Brain Trust section. Check that out, including a link to his email and a link to his website. I'm pretty sure both of those are there. I know one of them is there. But just in case they'd like to go there directly, Steve, give us your website again one more time.
Jim, it's www.positive-way.com/business.
All right, thanks.
And I do respond to emails.
Yes, I know you do, and I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate you commenting, giving people information via email when they ask you. Okay, let's get back into some of the steps to a mid-year review. What's next?
Well, once you've taking a look at where you are and where you want to go, I think it's important that people take a real clear view as to what they have to do differently. What are the issues and obstacles at this point? Now try and convert them into opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you do differently if you had unlimited resources?
But wait a minute, Steve, I don't have unlimited resources. Now, that's a silly question. you know that I'm confined. I'm out of capital. I need a bigger building, but I don't have a bigger building. I can't afford a bigger building. You're asking me to think conceptually, and I've got alligators biting me.
The competition stuff, you don't have enough salespeople.
That's right.
You're having problems with your vendors, your bankers not giving you enough money. On and on and on, the litany of issues and problems is just huge.
And my handicap has gone up 3 strokes.
Oh, no. Well, you know, you've got to spend 4 days on the course instead of just 3.
Exactly.
And I know business managers who would say that.
Yeah.
If you had unlimited resources, what would you do differently? What I'm asking you to do at that point is to take off your blinders. Because you're making assumptions about what your limitations are at any point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those assumptions deserve to be tested and challenged because you might be able to break them.
How many times have you heard someone say, we can't do that, and somebody else in a meeting would say, yes, we can. Why can't we do that?
Well, unfortunately, not enough. I hear more that we can't do it than the, oh, we can do it.
Okay. But how often, you and I both have seen at the time where somebody has just got it in their mind that certain things can't be done, and either they haven't asked everyone or maybe there's some new technology that's available, and that's a real life possibility these days.
It certainly is, and what I'd like people to do is to, instead of saying, we can't do that, whatever that particular objective is, I'd rather they phrase the question in terms of an opportunity statement, such as saying, how can we do that?
Right.
How could we do that?
What would the world look like? I mean, what kind of, let's just sort of close our eyes and, you know, sort of unfocus our eyes a little bit and just imagine what the world would look like with that.
Exactly.
And then maybe even, and then probably write that down on a flip chart or something.
Exactly. You really have some opportunities when you take the blinders off, look at things from a standpoint if you had unlimited resources. For example, say your company is growing very, very rapidly and you're running out of cash and your mid-year review or mid-quarter review shows that you're really in deep trouble. And you've talked to your bankers in the past and they say they won't give you any more money, but it's been 6 months or a year since you've talked to them. If you assume you have unlimited resources and ask the question, how can I get more cash, you might suddenly find, for example, that your banker is going to change his mind because he could secure some of that lending in terms of what your receivables are.
Well, one example of a negative that would come across in a case like that is someone would say, a manager would say, we need more cash to grow our sales, and the owner would say, well, I've already been to the bank and I can't get any more cash. And then someone would say, why? And then he would say, well, because they've already got all my collateral. Well, then that right there is not a reason not to do it. That sounds to me like maybe you've got the wrong relationship with your bank.
Exactly. Go to another banker or a different kind of lender. There are a lot of asset-based lending organizations out there.
Absolutely. You're not employing your assets properly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the first thing that I would say if someone said, well, I don't have enough money to buy more inventory, I would say let's take a look at how we can get by with less inventory so we don't need the cash. We don't need to buy inventory.
What would be an example of that?
Having suppliers hold inventory for you just
yeah.
in time.
Yeah.
Doing drop shipments if you're in the retail business.
Or it's a new line that's going to take 90 days to really get into the to really get people to notice and for your marketing plan to work. And so you get one of your vendors to maybe not bill you for 90 days, or they co-op with you on some of the advertising or something like that.
Absolutely. What would you do differently if they had unlimited resources, and pretty soon you'd be amazed at all the resources that you can't identify when you have your blinders off?
Just say, okay, we're going to invite Santa Claus to the meeting, and we're going to make a list.
Yeah.
Let's make a Christmas list. What would we like in our Christmas list for our company? And then figure out how to get those things.
You work through those opportunities and issues and challenges in terms of that wish list, and then you can work on those problems.
Yeah. One of the things that I really like about what you're doing here, Steve, and I appreciate it, is the fact, and it may be a little bit frustrating to some people, we haven't talked about a lot of specifics. Folks, these tools, these practices, these best practices are for whatever application you want to use, either personal or professional, in a lot of different ways. You can use them in a lot of different applications. We're not just talking about cash flow. We're not just talking about profitability, et cetera, et cetera. Stand by. We're going to be right back with our good friend Steve Martin. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Stay with us, please. We are back. Before everything, thank you very much for joining us. I'm Jim Blassingame, small business advocate, and you can find me on the internet at www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can also find our special guest and our good friend Steve Martin at my website and at his website, which is
www.positive-way.com/business.
Yeah, I was saying your other business solutions. I was saying that one. That's not right. But that is the name of his company, and he's the president and the founder of that organization. Steve is a very outstanding resource for small business, and he joins us quite often, has now for a long time, over a year and a half, isn't it, Steve?
Yes, and I enjoy every show, Jim. You're a great resource, and we're lucky to have you.
Well, I appreciate that. Steve, let's wrap up the hour by talking about by finishing up your thoughts on conducting a mid-year review.
Well, to summarize what I'd said earlier, I really think a plan is not an ending in and of itself. It's a place to stand while you observe the world and see what's changed. And what I'd like you to do once you've done your review and found what's on track, what's off track, what's different, is really have the opportunity to create your own future rather than just reacting to what's going on. You need to develop objectives and a plan for success.
Can I stop you for a second, Steve?
Certainly.
That I want to go back to that point. Create your own future rather than just reacting to what goes on. Now, I like to point out to people, Steve, that they take baby steps. It's okay. You and I have been talking about, you know, what would you like to have, the Christmas wish list and all that kind of stuff. But many times you will write down things that will come up with things that are almost impossible, at least to get all at once. Many times there are things that we can attain, but only in increments. And so I like to just point out to people that as you're trying to accomplish your goals, take little bitty incremental steps at first and try to gain a little bit of control, as you say, create your own future, and if necessary, do it one little bitty step at a time.
That's a good point, Jim. You really have to know where you're going, what your ultimate destination is. Even if it's 1,000 miles away, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Yep. And there's one other little cliche that I'd like to throw in there, and I use this all the time when I do business plans, and that is, if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
That's exactly right. So you need to know where you're going and take it in the bite-sized pieces that you can deal with.
Right.
For example, if you want to increase your sales by 20%, recognize that you're only going to do that one customer at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can focus on that.
Right.
But you need to have a plan for that success. If you don't have a sales plan to approach those customers one at a time, then you may not have any place to go or any way to get there.
And you know, I'm going to give people a little slack here too, Steve. If you've never written that down, it's okay. if you imagine that it needs to be 30 pages long, just take one sheet of paper, take a post-it note, and write some goals down if you've never done that before. Yep. One little step at a time.
Jim, that's a great point. If you look at a plan as being a 30-page binder and you just don't have the time to do it, then you're hurting yourself. If you can get it down to one page, that's a great start. In fact, you may not need anything beyond that.
And the last thing you point out, Steve, is work smarter, not harder.
That's exactly right.
And all of these steps that we've talked about will allow you to do that, won't it?
Yes. You understand where you want to go, how you're going to get there, and pick the right thing.
Steve, that's got to be the last word. Thank you very much. You did a great job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Best to Catherine. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Got to go for this hour, folks. Before we do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember, when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. This is Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.